The Indigo Girls live on 97.3 KBCO. When it comes time to record an album, it always seems pretty equal in terms of each one and their songs coming to the table, so to speak. Are you equally prolific, or does one of you write many more songs than the other?
I think Amy's more prolific than I am now. I think we had a switch. I maybe used to be a little more prolific. And Amy writes on the road and through sound checks and all that stuff, and I kind of get home and get a space of time and a space in my head and sort of write like that. So when I come to the table, the recording table, I only have so many songs to offer.
But you've always been very fair about it, you know, like five apiece or six apiece. And do you kind of have veto power there? It's like, okay, here's what I've written. What do you think of this? And will one say to the other, you know, I don't think this is for us?
It becomes apparent as we're arranging it, sort of what the strongest songs are, actually. We sort of have decided to start trusting the process. Instead of jumping right in and just saying this song's not going to work or questioning something, we try to give it a little bit of a try arrangement-wise, because you never know, you know, how it's going to pull together.
And do you ever truly collaborate on a song? I know you have your sole songwriting credit.
No.
But, I mean, do you ever help finish up the others?
We have in the past on a song that we did for the record Honor that Amy put out to raise money for Native grassroots environmental groups and communities. So we worked together on that song specifically, but it was more like Amy started it and I finished it kind of thing. But we express ourselves differently, have different sensibilities, different chord voicings at times, different styles. So it's just the way it's worked for us is Amy writes hers, I write mine. What we really collaborate on is the arrangements, and we spend a lot of time. It's very comprehensive and, you know, brainstorming and throwing ideas out, like saying, should we put this guitar part here, or maybe mandolin will sound better, or try a classical guitar, and, you know, where the harmony lines go. And we really work, you know, hard at that, and we usually come to a very clear meeting of the minds and spirits about how best we should treat the songs.
Do you want to do another new one?
Sure. Or,
yeah.
This started out as a personal song, and then it turned into a song for kind of the whole world. It's kind of a hope for peace sort of song.